Here, Rabbi Isai, based on how we came out Lamaisa in the whole Indian of the Tkiyah and the Shmiyah and the Shiloh of the Cotton and the Isha, all the Shilohs, that we came out Lamaisa, that is what I would call is a hybrid. There's a mitzvah, the Taka, the Kiyu mitzvah is the Shmiyah, but there's a Din Tkiyah. It's not the mitzvah, it's not the Tkiyah. The mitzvah is taka de shmir, but there's a din tkiyah, and there's a din tkiyah shal mitzvah. So the tkiyah is the facilitator for you to be yotze through the shmir. And that's why you need a bar chiyuva to create that tkiyah. That was the mahalach that we took lemaisa, which, by the way, would also explain why we find another chumrah. So the chumrah Yisera we came up with was that there'd be a makom to be machmir, that even a cotton shouldn't blow for a cotton. But I'm going to give you another very similar example, which will get clarified with this also. We find a unique halacha by Tkiyah Shofar that we don't have in Kol HaTorah Kula. And that is, Chatzi Yevet V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Einei Moitzi Yis Atzma. What does that mean? So Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin can't blow for himself. Why can't he blow for himself? Because the half of Eved in him can't be Moitzi the Chatzi Ben Chorin. When is Rishad? How's he Yetz any mitzvah? How's he Yetz any mitzvah? Every mitzvah he does, part of that mitzvah is being performed by a Chatzi Eved. Every mitzvah that he does, part of the mitzvah, being performed by the Chatzi Eved. How's it Yotzen? How's the Chatzi Eved Shaboy Moitzi the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shaboy? Exactly. Which is L'chayr, like what Daniel is saying, in Kol HaTorah Kula, how does it work in Kol HaTorah Kula? When he puts on tefillin, he's yotze, right? Chatzi Ben Chorin Shaboy needs anochas tefillin from a Ben Chorin. And Chatzi Yevet is putting on his tefillin. Chatzi Yevet is wearing the tefillin. The teretz is, the Eved Shaboy doesn't have to be moitzi the Ben Chayrin Shabbai, and the Ben Chayrin Shabbai doesn't have to be Yotzei the Eved Shabbai. They self level. And that's how he's Yotzei Kol HaTorah Kula. Otherwise, even by Shemir Kohenah, I could tell you the same thing. How is the Shmi of the Chatzi Eved Shabbai Yotzei the Ben Chayrin Shabbai? It's endless episode. You could take this far and keep on going. First of all, an Eved shouldn't be able to read Megillah. Let's say Eved shouldn't be able to read Megillah. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, especially if you hold like the Bahab. How could the Chatzi Eved shouldn't be able to read? Shouldn't be able to read. How could he read? The half of Eved in him that's reading, how could that be Moitzi, the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shabbat? It's Engel Dover Seif. But I want to tell you something else. The Shmiya is the same problem. How is the Shmiya of the Chatzi Eved Shabbai Moitzi the Chatzi Ben Chorin? One ear and one ear. It's from the most peladic halachas that we don't have in Kol HaTorah Kula, including by Tkiyah Shofar we don't have it. Including by Tkiyah Shofar, because by Tkiyah Shofar you still have a shmi of a chatzi of a chatzi ben chayr. It's a mash and imakshe. Ech yachol ha shmiya shel ha chatzi eved lo tzi yata ben chayr. Do you hear what I'm saying? You look chilled. You hear what boys say? Even, forget the steer we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. Here alone we have a steer. So I have somebody else blow for me. So now, I'm not going to blow, because if I'm going to blow, I'm going to have a problem that my tki is a chatzi eved. Yeah? And how am I lemaisa yotze? So I've been chayrim bo. Okay, and now what? Who's hearing it? So part of the shmir is being performed by Eved. How is the ben chayr and yaitse is chayv shmir with the chatzi shmir of the Eved? Teres is like Rav Daniel said. The Eved shabayz yaitse and the Eved mechayr. It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. So just like it's perfect for Shmir, it should be perfect for Tkiah. It's mamish. It's Merafi Sidra. It's mamish Merafi Sidra. To understand it, it's foreign. But the way we explained it, and we came out with a Saya Chumra and Saya Kula. The chumra would be that maybe we have to be chayish for the shitas prichodesh, that a cotton shouldn't be moitzi another cotton. Prichodesh holds like that in Kol HaTorah Kula. That a cotton shouldn't be moitzi a cotton. But miyuchavayt kishefet. And we came out with a kula that a man who was already yaitzeh could be moitzi a woman. And we're using the same svara. The svara is very simple. There's a mitzvah called shmir. That is the Ikar Mitzvah. The Tkiah is required. The Tkiah is a requirement. I have a mitzvah to have a Shmir from a Maisa Tkiah. Okay? So there is something called the Tkiah Shel Mitzvah. My mitzvah is to hear the Tkiah Shel Mitzvah. And on that, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, who can create a tkiah shel mitzvah? Kol shemachayim b'davar could create a tkiah shel mitzvah. Now, the person who's blowing is not being moitzi me. They're creating a tkiah shel mitzvah. And now I'm yoitze by hearing that tkiah shel mitzvah in totality. I'm yoitze in totality by hearing that tkiah shel mitzvah. The Rambam himself, in the Rambam in Per Ador, the Rambam talks about the famous shaila about what's the nusach habrocha. So if you look in Per Ador, Tshuvas HaRambam, Siman Nun Aleph, Sha'alta, Ma'u achiluk bein lishmoya kol shofar bein al tkiah shofar. Some made al tkiah shofar. They were Rishonim all that way. The Rishonim well, the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Tkiah Shofar or L'Tkiah Shofar. You ask me what the difference is. Tshuva. Chiluk Godol Beinehem. And by the way, the Prichodosh holds the mice if you say L'Tkiah Shofar or Al Tkiah Shofar, you're not Yates. Most of the Achronim hold a B'dievet. Even a wheel, you make the Bracha L'Shmoya Kol Shofar. If you make a Bracha Al Tkiah, you still Yates. The Rambam writes, "Ki hamitzvah hamiyuchedes." This is the lashon Rambam. Hamitzvah hamiyuchedes, eino hatkia, elo b'shmir sagi. What does he mean by a mitzvah hamiyuchedes? You ever heard of such a thing? A mitzvah hamiyuchedes. The Rambam dafke is trying to say, avada, you need a ma'aseh tkiah shel mitzvah. But that's not miyuchad on me. Kol yochid v'yochid does not have a mitzvah of tkiah. Kol yochid v'yochid has a mitzvah of shmir. What do you have to hear? A tkiah shel mitzvah. Who could create a tkiah shel mitzvah? Only a barchir. Says the Rambam, listen to his lashon. He says, "Dimhoiso hamitzvah atzma atikia." If that was the mitzvah, hoyotzorich kolechod veechod litkoya baatzmoi, kemoi shekol adam chayiv leishe besuka. Ve'imkain Hashemeya shaloitoka lo yoytzi yidei chavosa. Listen to this. Ve'en adin kein. Ki ha-mitzvi hi ha-shmiya v'lo yatki. That's your mitzvah. But then, so what does that mean? The Rambam himself bavarns the kashas that all the achronim is. Are there any dinim to the tkiya? A barchiv? He says, yes. He says, k'moy besuka yesh mitzvah leishi besuka. Ha-mitzvi hi ha-yeshiva b'toich ha-suka. Ubelulav ha-mitzvah hi ha-netila. Kachzu ha-mitzvah hi ha-shmiya. Ukshehu tekeya, when there's a tekeya, ani yoytzi yidei chavosi b'masha ani shemeya. V'lochein tzorich levorech l'shmoya kol shefa. As I said. Tzorich levorech l'shmoya. Now there's a machlekes. If we go to Rosh Hashanah, let me get you the Rosh. The Rosh tackles, you don't make that brach. The Rosh holds, not the Rosh. The Rosh agrees with Ram. The Rosh brings down sheet instead of chaylek. The Rosh here in the fourth parak. Rabbi Natam Kosav Shigesh Lavorach al Tkir Shefa. Make a brach of Tkir Shefa. The Welt understood that according to Rabbi Natam, the mitzvah is the Tkir. Tak. Or the mitzvah is also the Tkir. But I would suggest that that's not what Rabbeinu Tam is masking to the Rambam in the din. Rabbeinu Tam holds that since the Maisa Tekiah itself, right, it's not like Sukkah, where we pask and you don't make a bracha on Asiyah Sukkah. Why not? Because ain't Asiyah Sukkah Gemar Mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't happen when you build the Sukkah. The mitzvah happens when you sit in the Sukkah. Right. By shofar, the mitzvah happens simultaneously when you are blowing. When the shofar is being blown, simultaneously. So now, says the Rabbeinu Tam, yesh levorach al tkiyah shofar. Now, if Rabbeinu Tam was chaylik with the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam should have said, b'nei shetkiyah yamitzvah. Right? Doesn't say that. He says, you know why? Mishum sha'asiyoso gmar mitzvos. Be'etzem, the nusach ha-brocha ha-chazal u-mesakim was on the ma'ase mitzvah. Not on the kiyum ha-mitzvah. On the ma'ase ha-mitzvah. And just the opposite, if you have a mitzvah that only has a kiyum and not a ma'ase, you don't even make a brocha. Some learn, that's the reason why the brichas ha-Torah you don't make a machshav. The Goyen also have a chiv to make brachas ha-Torah, even on thinking. The Mechaber paskins that you only make a brach on dibur. Right? But yet the Mechaber says that if you write Torah, you make a brach. If you write divrei Torah, you make a brach. So Reb Kiveger and his uncle Reb Wolfager, they had the tshuva back and forth. Writing is speaking. Remember, we spoke about that by Sfira. But the Emes says there's another way to learn. That Avada, the Mechaber's maskim to the Vilna Gaon. The Mechaber's maskim that you Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah b'machshava. But you don't make a bracha on machshava. You only make a bracha on a maisa. If that's the case, the reason why you make a bracha on ksiva is not because ksiva kedibo. Ksiva is a maisa. On that you make a bracha. Fakir, ksiva is more of a maisa than dibo. It's even more maisa than dibo. So normally we make a brach on a ma'aseh mitzvah. Rabbi Natan is saying that even if the ikur kiyum, this is the way I would learn Rabbi Natan. Even if the ikur kiyum is miskayim bishmiya, even if that's the ikur kiyum, still the bracha is on the ma'aseh mitzvah. And since at the time of the ma'aseh mitzvah, that's gemar asiyosa, the mitzvah is happening at that time. So the bracha touches up the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, even though the ikur kiyum. So I don't see in Rabbeinu Tam a big nafkemine between the two. Now the Bahag, he brings down the Bahag, the Rosh, the Mevorchim L'shmoya B'kol Shefa. Right. V'loy mevorchem l'tkoye b'shoifer. Mishum d'bishmias kol shoifer hu yoytze v'loy b'tkiyah shoifer. So the Bahag says no. Could be the pshat in the Bahag is, it's true. Chazal normally with mesakan brach on a ma'ase mitzvah, it's only where the ma'ase is the kiyam. But if the ma'ase is not the kiyam, there's a ma'ase, there's a kiyam. So in that there could be a machlokes rishon. But not, because otherwise we have to say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shofar Gozel should be posel. The Yerushalmi says the reason why Shofar Gozel is kosher is because the mitzvah shmir are not tkiyah. So there's no problem with mitzvah b'aver. Have to come out that all the chilukim we haven't done. But not only that, there's kama v'kama rayas. If somebody's tekel or toich habur, if somebody blows in a pit, right? The halach is the people in the bor are yoytze. And the tekeya himself is not yoytze. It's all based on shmir. That's where the rishonim bring a raya that they commit for shmir. One of the rayas that the rishonim bring that the mitzvah shmir is if somebody blows shofar into a bor. See, he blew beautifully, but the sound that he's hearing is an echo. The people in the bar, they're hearing a kol shofar. So they're yaitze, and he's not yaitze. The tekeh himself is not yaitze. If you're the koil avora, right? He himself is not yaitze. If the main mitzvah is tkiyah, what's the problem? That's where they bring a raya. The way I'm learning Rabbeinu Tam could also be maskim. Shmir, ikar is the shmir, and that's why koil avora is not yaitze. But since it's asiyos, gemar mitzvosa, this is the nusach habrocha. This is the bracha that we make. But now, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is gevaldik now. It's so klar, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Because when kulosai chumrosai, this is what I was explaining to you yesterday, kulosai chumrosai, the fact that the tkiyah is not the kiyah mitzvah, that itself gives it a chumra. Why? And this answers the kasha of Daniel. That's why it doesn't level out. Level out means when I'm dealing with the mitzvah itself. So there you say, okay, as much that I'm chayiv, avachiv, achatziv, achatziv, ben chorin, that's how much I'm being mekayim. You don't say, well, the half of me, adarab, the chatziv, is moitzi, chatziv, achatziv, 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 achatziv. But tkiyah is different. Tkiyah, I have a mitzvah to hear tkiyah. I have a mitzvah to hear a tkiyah shal mitzvah. Okay, not to blow. Other rabba, if the mitzvah was to blow, the chatziv chatziv will be able to blow for himself because of your svara. If the mitzvah would be to blow, hitaka will be able to blow for himself, just like he could do every mitzvah for himself. You say, well, the half of him, but here the mitzvah is not to blow. The mitzvah is to hear. To hear what? To hear a tkiyah shayf. What's a tkiyah shayf? A tkiyah shayf is a ben chayim tkiyah shayf. You didn't hear a ben chayim tkiyah shayf. It's kivaldik. Kulosai chumrosai. The fact that the tkiyah is not the ikar kiyah mitzvah. And other rabbi, my mitzvah is shmir. My mitzvah is shmir a koil shayfer. A tkiyah shal mitzvah. It's aduk. It's separate. It's aduk for me. It's not part. It's separate. It's kriyas yamsuf. There's two different things. There's a tkiyah shal mitzvah. That's established by a bar chiyuva. Can create a tkiyah shal mitzvah. Now there happens to be a mitzvah on me to hear that tkiyah shal mitzvah. Kibaldik. Mamish posh. So posh, we have to know pshat, what's the, to go the other way. But it's very posh. Avada, that's what I'm saying.
But really, that's what Miuchedes that Rambam probably saying is because even though
one is on Klal Yisrael, and by the way, this is really out of Chassam Sofer gets around the whole idea of the blowing. He says the blowing is like a mitzvah kloli on Klal Yisrael, just like lekachtem lechem without the pasuk. The Chassam Sofer says by Sofer it's like without the pasuk of lekachtem lechem shetei lekicha b'yad kol echad ve'echad. That's how he gets around how he yotze with one tekiya. Because our mitzvah avartim too is just to create a tekiya that we could be yotze with the shmir. The mitzvah miyuchedes that's on each kol yochid v'yochid, that's a mitzvah of shmir. We have to create such a sound that we could hear. That's avartim. And that's takalosh and kloli. That's the Chassam Sefer Taka says, it's not l'kol echad v'echad, it's avartim. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So now let's go to the halachas. Oh, it's late already. So I came out l'chumra by a kohen. I'm not saying me'ikar hadin, but I came out as better than that, because each kohen has a mitzvah to hear. Exactly. So that's besides for the pre-chodesh, it's tiny hills by every mitzvah the Rabbanan. You know, you shouldn't... Okay, so we don't have time today to go into all the, what I wanted to go into, all the koilas, and to talk about the shimachas and the shtei neshimas and which ones to be machmer on. So the Shas one, we could do that. We'll have to see. Maybe our Rosh Hashanah will do that. Maybe our Rosh Hashanah will get a shir on the koilas. Obviously, the first thing you have to look at is here in this Rosh, in Rosh Hashanah, is to know how we got into this whole mess of all these kailas. Should be the most simple thing. A mitzvah that we've been doing from Kabbal Zateya till today. How could there be confusion? How could there be confusion in such a mitzvah? Right? A mitzvah that had a Messiah straight. Such a chosh of a mitzvah. How could there be a... So the Rosh brings down actually Rav Haigoyen. Fascinating Rav Haigoyen. Rav Haigoyen says... The Ritva asked the Kash. If you look at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva says, Eich ni sofik zeh. How could it be? The Ritva says, how could it be? That's the Ritva's Kash. So the Ritva has a Gevaldige Chiddush. But Rav Haigoyen says like this. Listen to Rav Haigoyen. Rav Haigoyen, the way he learns, is so simple. He says, it's not ma'akev. There's no sofik in halacha. You yotze kinuchi gonech. You yotze yululayolo. True is a cry. This kind of cry, that kind of cry. They're all good. So some did like this and some did like this. Everybody was yotze. Not a suffix what it is. True is a cry. Crying sounds. Long sounds. Short sounds. Yotze. Zof Rav Haigoyen, yeah? Adra vahulo her yeshayfa, zogt Rav Haigoyen, min ha-toyro yoytze bein bishvorm truhe, ye yoytze bein bishvorm u bein bitruhe, vahoyu min hogim shaynim, says Rav Haigoyen, ye shetoku shvorm, ve ye shetoku truhe, ve ye shosu shneyem. Some did both. Zogt er, they were all yotze. But Rav Avuhu wanted Klai Yisrael should be one chativ achas. Achtos in Klai Yisrael. Zogt er, וכדי שלא יראה כמחלקס, הסכין Rav Avuhu שיסכו כולם. Listen to this. They're all kosher. The Bach uses this Rav Haigoyen to say, Rav Avuhu's Rav Avuhu comes and he does not like the Tanoim. The Braisa brings down Tono. Some is Ginuchei Gonech. There's another Braisa, Yululayol. Heichon Motzinu, Amoira comes up. Rav Avuhu was an Amoira. He says, you know what? Ginuchei Gonech and Yululayol. Two together. He says, no. The Bach uses the Rav Haigoyen. You yotze all kailas. He was just being the Achad Klal Yisrael. Doesn't give in the Gansam Eis. That's all he was doing. The Kasha the Bach brings down is already found in the Ramban. The Ramban asks, are you talking that Rav Avuhu argues with Tanoi? The Ramban asks the Kasha. So the Bach says, you can answer like Rav Haigoyen, I'll leave it Rav Haigoyen. It's not a Kasha. As a result. The Rambam says not like this. Let's go to the Rambam Muchas Tekir Shefer. The Rambam in Hilchos Tekiyah Shofar says it was a real suffix. That's very difficult. How do we get away with the Ritva's Kasha? The Rambam is saying, how could it be a sofek? The Rambam, Hilchos Shofar here, Perek Gimel, he says, Zeh she'omra Torah, the truth that the Torah said, is the stopping one. Lufi oirech hashonim v'roi v'agolos ve'ein anu yodim heichu. What do you mean? Lufi oirech hashonim, we had tekiyas all the whole time. Huh? We don't find that they weren't pulling shofar, which is why the Ritva has the cash. That's good for the Ritva's cash. So I always felt, heyos that the Rambam tells us, he says that there was a real sofek, and he blames it on the Oirech HaGolos, Roiv HaShonim. Strange. It's Amod Nemaisen. If you look at the Ritva, again, we don't have time now to go into it. I'm just going to read you the Ritva. Let me get you the Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, he's the one who asked the kasha. So how could it be that such a suffix happened? So the Ritva has an interesting shita. Some mistakenly quote the Ritva as Rav Haigoin. It's absolutely wrong. Rav Haigoin holds, it's all kasha. The fact that the Torah used the Lashon Truah, it's all kasha. Kasha. The Ritva does not say that. This is the Lashon HaRitva. The Ritva says, Hayilolo mishtane lefi azman. Vitoli biyilolo sheoisim boisei zman uboisei mokom. Sheatoiro chayvo litkoya atchua shehiilolo. Vayilolo tluya bizmanim. Lefi mashmiyalim bnei odom boisei mokom uboisei zman. Unbelievable. So now it comes out that you could have some years this is the way they blew. Some years that's the way they blew. So give on, I got some bilbul. The more years that went by, the more bilbulim there were. You understand? Lefi, it makes so much sense if the Rambam held like the Ritva, Lefi Oirech Hashonim V'Roiv HaGolos. This is the only mitzvah d'oraisa we had that was mishtane. Lefi Yogitva. So I always felt that the Ritva's mahalach goes very well in the Ramba. Okay, Belina had the Erev Rosh Hashanah, we'll go into the Kailas. Discuss more.